And I think what's actually more dangerous is the polarization that you've witnessed in political climate here in the past several years. And you've seen threats against both left-wing oriented politicians as well as right-wing oriented politicians. And hopefully that will dissipate by 2020, but depending on the factors, it may actually accelerate, which, you know, could be very problematic.
Do you see any chance that the terror tempo that we had in the U.S. a few years ago, say 2015, around that time, 2016, do you see that tempo, do you see us reaching that kind of tempo again?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, on the one hand, you have FBI Director Christopher Wray had mentioned that depending on the testimony, between, you know, 1,000 to 2,000, or in some cases even 3,000, that number was mentioned, open terrorism cases. About 1,000 of those were jihadi related, but they also talked about some other, you know, extremist hate groups. Out of those, at one point, I think former Director Comey said about 50 people were watched 24/7. What we've seen in the attacks, whether it's Pulse nightclub, San Bernardino, the majority of the large-scale jihadi-related activities here in the U.S. have been, you know, lone wolf or a cabal, and not necessarily directed attacks. So, unfortunately, you still see in the jihadi realm or ISIS realm individuals being are prosecuted, you know, every month. If you see Department of Justice press releases about, you know, people being arrested in terms of sting operations, that sort of thing. I think you could argue that law enforcement's gotten much better at it. I think the public is also much better providing notice to law enforcement of any sort of activity that is deemed suspicious or out of the ordinary. You've also seen examples, family members contacting law enforcement. You may recall there's a Boston captain who was concerned about his son's radicalization in the jihadi spectrum. So we've seen parents take away their kids' passports, and then the kid tries to get a passport, and then he lies. You do have a greater recognition of the issue. I think often voters focus on, you know, how does it affect them and what's of interest to them at the specific point. But all it could take, as we saw with the San Bernardino attack, is one large, you know, fairly large-scale attack could impact, you know, even the election, or cause certain issues to become more prominent versus less prominent.
Okay. One last question. I should have asked you this at first, but I'll ask it now nevertheless. Why did you write this book?
Well, I was doing, you know, I've been teaching at Western Illinois University since 2005 on different facets of terrorism, and about 5 years ago, I started, you know, doing research and coming across different cases. Oh, this is, you know, these people were involved, connected by family, and then this one and this one. And so I was collecting, you know, several dozen cases, and I was working on the book on and off, and then the Boston Marathon attack, and I had already written, you know, some of the text for the book, and then I just continued doing research, and then I just decided, you know, I need to stop.
That's Professor Dean Alexander, Director of the Homeland Security Program at Western Illinois University. J.J. Green, WTOP News.